This is Member Care Media, a ministry of TWR, with some thoughts to help you in your work and daily life. This is a copyright production of Member Care Media and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.
Now, think carefully. When was the last time you got angry? First, let's remember that anger can come in many forms. First, there is the anger that you hold somewhere down inside you, mostly. Maybe you're good at not showing it to those around you. But inside you, the anger is churning around in your stomach, creating stress and stomach ache and maybe an ulcer or two or maybe a headache or a migraine. That's one form of anger. And if you're not as good as you think you are at holding the anger inside, others may see the effects in your face getting tight. Maybe your voice sounds different. Maybe your lips tremble just a little. Your face gets a little flushed, or maybe just your ears. And others can tell that you're upset. Maybe you express your displeasure, your anger, in a way that you think is calm and matter-of-fact, but others probably hear it as condescending or patronizing. And then, of course, there is the stick of emotional dynamite that explodes somewhere inside you, and you burst out and say things in probably a louder-than-normal voice, and very likely at some later time you'll wish you hadn't said some of those things. Now, as I said, think back. When was the last time you got angry? No, not necessarily one of those explosive situations where you break a few dishes or a couple of pieces of furniture. You wouldn't even slam a door, would you? No, when was the last time you got angry over something that happened to you, let's say, in traffic, or out on the street, or in a store? When was the last time you got angry because of something that someone said to you? Maybe it was a member of your team, and you disagreed about the way something was done. If you're married, you could have been angry with your marriage partner. It does happen sometimes. Or maybe you got more than a little upset at the red tape and bureaucracy that you ran into at the political office where you have to periodically check and update your permission to be in the country. Maybe you don't consider that you actually got angry. You were just upset. And of course, you had a good reason to feel that way. Well, you know something? Being upset, very often, is just a form of anger. Anger hits us all in some form at some time. More often, perhaps, for some of us than for others, but it does hit us. None of us can escape it entirely. So why does it happen? Why do we get angry? I'm sure without taking too much time, you could probably pick up a piece of paper and make quite a long list of things that could happen in your life or have happened that trigger an angry reaction or response from you. A list of possible seeds that could grow into anger of some level for you, even if you call it being justifiably upset. If you were listening last week at this time when we began this mini-series looking at anger and the expat Christian worker, then you'll remember we took a quick look at the first deep-sea explorer in the Bible by the name of Jonah. Oh, I know, anger isn't the first thing we think of when the name of Jonah comes to mind. We think of him as running away from the cross-cultural assignment God had given to him. And then, of course, there was the storm and the submarine voyage he experienced, and then the incredibly successful ministry he had in that country and city to which God sent him. Now, you would have been excited over the results, but not Jonah. He was angry because 120,000 people repented and turned to God. Jonah was angry with those people. He wanted them all to die. He wanted God to punish them. He wanted God to pour out his judgment on them. And the anger that Jonah felt turned to hatred. Then he was angry with God because God didn't destroy the city. And then he sat down in the shade of a vine and he pouted, and then he got angry because the vine died. So now, what about you? What is the main thing that makes you angry or upset? A lot of study has been done on this subject, and our friend Ron Koteski outlines some of the causes of anger in his brochure. One reason for anger is genetics, or to put it another way, it's in their genes. They're born with a predisposition to become angry. Just as some people are born with a predisposition toward depression, which is another form of emotion, some people may be born with a predisposition to respond with anger. When a similar situation happens to someone else, that person might shrug it off and truly feel that it was nothing really important. It might be something that happened to them or something that was said. But for the person who perhaps has that predisposition to become angry, the one I mentioned earlier, this person might respond to the same situation or the same words with anger. But before you say, okay, there's my excuse, I can't help becoming angry, I was born that way, that's just the way I am. Wait a minute. There are some things you can do about your angry feelings, and we'll get to that a little later. Ron Kotesky says that another reason some people get angry is learning. Now, what does that mean? Well, to put that simply, they've learned to respond with anger when something doesn't go the way they happen to want it to go. How did they learn that? No, there are a number of ways that could happen. Maybe when they were young, they had a father or mother or some other relative or friend who got angry very quickly, and from them, they learned, maybe subconsciously, that this was a way to respond to situations. Or perhaps as a child, they got angry because something didn't happen the way they wanted, and maybe every time they got angry, they got what they wanted, and so they learned from that. In a way, they were rewarded for angry behavior themselves. So over time, they've learned to respond with anger because they get what they want that way. Another reason some people get angry is control. Some people have discovered that when they respond to a situation or an event with a demonstration of anger, they can actually get other people to do what they want. So anger becomes a tool. They can manipulate other people. So they use anger as a means of control. Yeah, maybe you know someone like that. Another source of anger for some people is frustration. How does that happen? Okay, let's imagine there is something you want very badly. Something or someone keeps that from happening the way you want it to happen. It's annoying. It's frustrating. And if the situation is important enough to you, the frustration just might turn into anger. This could happen in a lot of very ordinary situations. For example, maybe you're driving your car and you run into a traffic situation, you're in a hurry, and the driver ahead of you does something that you think is stupid. Maybe that driver just isn't in a hurry like you are. Well, I think you can put your imagination to work on that scenario without me describing it anymore. Or it could be a low-level bureaucrat in an office where you're trying to get an important form approved. Now, there is a form of frustration that we've all experienced many times. And if you're not careful, your reactions to that situation could lead to anger. Now, what else could be a possible reason for why you might get angry? Well, there's one more happening that could cause anger to boil up. How about injustice? Most of us have had a feeling of anger at some level when we see or we perceive something happening that we feel is just not fair. It's an injustice that has been done. The feeling can be especially strong if this injustice that you see, this unfair happening, happens to someone for whom you care deeply. At a time like that, you very likely get more than just mildly upset. As a matter of fact, you get angry. So there are five possible reasons for why you might get angry: genetics, learning, control, frustration, and injustice. And those are just a few of the possible reasons. So anger is pretty common for all of us. The next question is, what do we do with anger? Every culture, it seems, has its own prescription for how to handle anger, and it seems that those prescriptions change with time and place. I'll just quickly list some of these prescriptions for anger, and we'll take a more detailed look at them next week. Now, some would say, suppress your anger. Hold it down. Keep it from blowing up. This is particularly true in Western cultures. Others might say that it's unhealthy for you to control your anger, so you should not be expected to control it. Holding it in and controlling it causes ulcers and stress and high blood pressure. So they say you should just express your anger and get it out of your system, and then you'll feel better. Yeah, maybe. Another option that some people give is to express your anger, but somehow in a controlled manner. And those are just some samples. And as I said, we'll look at this in more detail next week at this same time, along with some guidelines that Ron Kotesky has listed for expressing anger.
This feature is a presentation of Member Care Media. Thanks for taking the time to listen. We invite you to check out our website further. We offer audio features and resources to help you in your work and daily life. In addition, we have links to other helpful websites that will be an encouragement to you and your family. This is a copyright production of Member Care Media and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.